Biden names nuclear-powered aircraft carriers after former Presidents Clinton, George W. Bush. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 13, 2025. President Joe Biden announced that he would be naming the next two Gerald R. Ford-class nuclear-powered aircraft carriers after former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. In a press release from the White House on Monday, Biden revealed that the two nuclear-powered aircraft carriers, the USS William J. Clinton, CVN 82, and the future USS George W. Bush, CVN 83, would begin construction in the years ahead. Biden highlighted how, after the aircraft carriers were constructed, they would join the most capable, flexible, and professional Navy that has ever put to sea. "I am proud to announce that the next two Gerald R. Ford-class nuclear-powered aircraft carriers will be named for two former presidents," Biden said. "Bill Clinton and George W. Bush." The press release continued. "When I personally delivered the news to Bill and George, they were deeply humbled. Each knows firsthand the weight of the responsibilities that come with being Commander-in-Chief. And both know well our duty to support the families and loved ones who wait and worry for the safe return of their service member." The future USS William J. Clinton, CVN 82, and the future USS George W. Bush, CVN 83, will begin construction in the years ahead. When complete, they will join the most capable, flexible, and professional Navy that has ever put to sea. They will be crewed by sailors who hail from every corner of the United States, and who will sail these ships into harm's way, defending our interests overseas and our safety here at home. May God protect all who sail aboard USS William J. Clinton, USS George W. Bush, and every other ship in our fleet," Biden added. "And may God continue to bless our troops." Other aircraft carriers such as the USS Gerald R. Ford, CVN 78, USS Ronald Reagan, CVN 76, and the USS George H. W. Bush, CVN 77, have been named after former Presidents Gerald R. Ford, Ronald Reagan, and George H. W. Bush, according to 13 News Now.